My God,
I didn't even
promote it.
Radio.
Do it now. Do it now. Call in now. Hi, I'm Cindy Sansone Braff, author of Grant Me a Higher Love and Why Good People Can't Leave Bad Relationships. I'm a woman on a mission, and that mission is to have you and everyone else have the best love life possible in this new millennium. But before this can happen, you're going to have to learn a few new tricks. Joining me tonight, as always, is my co-host and producer, Nicole. Nicole's a beautiful young woman, a writer, an entrepreneur, and a lesbian, not necessarily in that order, and she's here to share her love stories and her war stories with us. She's the voice that will make all of us women stop blaming everything on the opposite sex, since Nicole knows women are making some of the same kinds of mistakes in their relationships with each other. Well, hello, Nicole. 2 weeks off.
Hello,
and I was asking you before the show started, but we didn't see the answer. You said Christmas was very good.
Yeah, Christmas was
Santa
great.
Santa was good to you?
Oh, yes. Very much.
Oh. Is that our music going off?
That's our music, but
music.
I don't have any music coming on my end.
It's our. Can you hear it? Can you hear it?
I hear it, but I have no music registering, and the volume is all the way down on my end, so I don't even know how that's happening.
Me neither. At all, and it's still playing. That is very weird.
Clearly, we
just
need narration. We need theme music today. So.
Wow. Well, that was kind of freaky that, you know, the electronics
and it went off,
are doing things.
So that's really weird.
Uh-huh, because, you know, I asked if it's Jillian, please stop, because she's been that little, you know, urchin of a spirit that loves to make little technical difficulties happen. And it's so nice of her, but I said, please don't do them today. We're not up for it. We're just not up for it today. So
that's
she stopped.
Funny.
But it's because I can see Jean's listening, and she seems to like to haunt Jean a little bit. And because Jean was at the lecture that was brought up, and, you know, Jean couldn't find one of her rings and where she put it, and then she found it in some weird spot, like in her house later on. I go, that's what happens with Jillian. You know, she just likes to hide things. So we'll just tell Jillian, okay, that was funny. We know you're here, but you could stop, okay? So please stop. Whatever you do, please stop. So this has been a little bit of a difficult time for me because, you know, I lost my brother, and so I'm trying to, you know, deal with that and cope with that. And he gives a lot of signs. He's kind of fun with his little signs. So, you know, I've been finding pennies with dates on it that are significant to him. And it's been nice to, you know, communicate to him. And interestingly enough, all these people spoken to since high school, all of a sudden it's like Facebook must be like this little world that just reaches everywhere, because all of a sudden all these people were Facebooking me that I didn't know and communicating and sending and calling me and with, you know, saying things about, you know, how much they miss him and how nice he was. But it was just an amazing thing, Facebook, how far and wide the reach goes. Don't you
think? Absolutely. For, you know what, like, you know, we give Facebook and we give social media a lot of crap sometimes, but there are good things about the internet. There are good things about Facebook. There are good things, you know, about social media. You know, it's coming to that healthy balance and learning how to properly use these things that people have the issue with. So I think that Facebook is great for things. I even reconnected with somebody that I knew, you know, once upon a time, because we learned at the same time through social media about the death of a mutual acquaintance of ours. You know, I mean, and we wound up getting back in touch as a result of that. So I think that it's very, very important that people keep those things in mind, and especially for people like you, Cindy, because you work so much. And, you know, because you work so much, sometimes it might be hard for you to actually feel that grief and feel your feelings, because you're too busy channeling other people's feelings and things, you know? I mean, so I think it's great that when you do get that chance to go on Facebook or go onto these, you know, these sorts of media sites, that you know, you are getting that outpouring of people that knew your brother, that, you know, or people that knew you that maybe you forgot about, or people that, you know, just met you in passing and you guys became Facebook friends, or even people that you've never met that you just friended, you know, by accident or just like through whatever, you know, where all of a sudden they're like, you know what, we're here for you, or, you know, we're sending prayers for you, or we're saying prayers for him, or, hey, I knew him and he was great. You know, those are fantastic, fantastic ways that you can connect with other people. And like I said, for the busy that don't always get to feel your own feelings because you're too busy helping other people with theirs, I think it's wonderful that you get that perspective.
Exactly. And one of my childhood friends called to say, you know, how, you know, sorry he was, and I didn't want to call him back for one reason, because he had an aunt that lived next door to him. Her name was Aunt Fran, and she was my favorite person growing up. Okay, she didn't have any children of her own until she was about 36 when she adopted them, and so we would always go over to her because she loved us, because, you know, she didn't have kids of her own. Yeah, but we grew up with the baby boomers. People had 14 kids, 8 kids.
Yeah.
I mean, nobody wanted to talk to us, okay? Get lost, kid, okay? But she was one of those people, no matter what it was, I could go over to talk to her. And when she adopted her babies, you know, one day she was upset because her house was a mess. Because, you know, if you're 36 and you don't have babies and you're used to having a clean house, and now all of a sudden it's like a disaster. And I said, well,
yeah.
But we used to call her husband Uncle Maddie. Well, Uncle Maddie will think nobody had any fun if it's clean. So I think he'll be okay with it. And she was like, really? I go, yeah, it's okay. And she was just so sweet. And she was wondering if she should have adopted them when she was younger. Like, she would talk to me like that. I'm 10, but she would talk to me about really grown-up stuff, you know. Should I have done
that? That's because she was talking to your soul, not necessarily you.
I guess so. And I said to her, but then you wouldn't have the two beautiful children that you have, and they're meant to be you. Because her daughter looked just like her, and the son looked just like the father. And anyway, I didn't want to call Stephen because, you know, I do talk to the dead, and I kind of felt her presence, you know, a few years back that she had probably died. But, you know, I didn't want to Google it. Sometimes you don't want to know. Remember, I told you a thing about not knowing when someone's dead. There's always a comfort in knowing someone's walking the earth, even if you don't have any contact with them, and you don't want to really know they're not on earth. But I knew that one of the first things he would tell me is that she had died. And I was like, well, how did she die? And she was the kind of person that always helped everybody. You know those kind of people that are always helping, always good. And she died. She was 88, and she was in very good health. And some woman had this, like, electronic wheelchair, and Aunt Fran was holding the door, and something went awry, and the woman ran her over. And she died of complications from the accident. Could you imagine? And I said, of course she would die helping somebody. That was her. I mean, I'm not surprised. And I'm sure maybe she had some illness in her that maybe God took her faster or something. But I was like, I didn't want to know that she had died. So, And then all these people I'm contacting, all I'm hearing is all these people. But interesting enough, that generation, they all live to be 88, 89, 94. I'm hearing their parents and I'm like, and they didn't take extraordinary care about this of them. They smoked, they drank. How come they lived to be 94? You know, it's amazing. The generation. I mean, they were drinking hose water and tap water, and they weren't eating organic, and they were eating meat, plenty of red meat and white rice and white bread. You know.
Yep. Life was.
I mean, I was shocked some of them lived that long, because I thought, man, you know, they weren't necessarily living healthy lifestyles. But maybe life was, like, less stressful that time. I don't know. Maybe we've just gotten more stressed out in our life. But it was interesting to hear from a lot of people. So I do want to thank some of the people who said they're going to be listening to the radio show tonight. They didn't know I did a radio show. They didn't know what I did because it's been so long. So I want to thank all of you for reaching out to me and for listening to our radio show tonight. So we do have some listeners. And what do they have to do if they want to talk to us?
If you wish to speak to us tonight, please press the number 1. This way I will get a lovely little alert saying that you want to talk. So let me see here. And we are having a little bit of technical difficulties this evening. I'm getting a couple of messages in from our regular listeners that are telling us that we faded out and there was a long silence for a little bit. So hopefully everybody's got us back. and we'll be able to continue because the show must go on. So please, guys, press the number one if you want to speak to us. The first caller is never screened. Please don't be crazy. Last four digits of your number are going to be 7419. So that you know that we're speaking to you. When I say those magical words of 7419, you are on the air. Hello, 7419.
Hello. Yes, I'm on the air.
Hi.
Hello.
Hello.
Can you hear me?
And who are we talking to?
Yeah, we can hear you. Thank you. You're working fine. Okay. What's your name?
Laura. Laura in Florida. I've had a private reading with you before.
Yeah, you're my Laura in Florida. I know who you are.
Yeah.
I know my Laura in Florida.
How
are you?
Yeah. I'm okay. And
you've had a lot of change in your life in the last few years. You've had a lot of change. Are you adjusted? Have you adjusted to it all now?
Yes. I think
okay,
so.
Because I mean, you really went through a lot, did you have a specific question or some guidance you wanted?
I just want to know if you see anything for this year.
Good question. First of all, have you found your soulmate yet?
I think he's the one that passed away, yes. I think that was the only soulmate, yeah, that I'm going to have, yeah.
Well, you don't think you're going to have another one?
I don't see that, but, I mean, you never know, but.
Okay, because what I'm seeing for you is that you do have another soulmate coming your way if you want it. Your soulmate who passed away, have you been getting signs from him yourself at all?
Yes, I do. Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, you were with him about 7 years or something like that?
Exactly, 7 years, yes.
Right, because he just coming through to say it was the best 7 years of his life.
Okay.
And he misses you like crazy. You still getting the music, the signs that he gives you through music?
Definitely, yes.
Okay, because he says he gives a lot of signs to music. He didn't know if you wanted to talk to him, but he just said, can I talk? And I'm like, okay. And he's like, I want to talk to her. I want to tell her I miss her. But he's the one that he said he could bring another soulmate to you if you would want it. And do you think you would want another soulmate at this point?
I don't know. I would have to think about. Yeah, I would have to think about that.
Okay. And
I'm not sure about that.
You know, he's saying Mike. That's his name,
yes.
Right? Because I remember talking to him before.
Yes.
As soon as he came through, I recognized him as being Mike. Okay. He's kind of an unforgettable spirit. Okay. He's a really nice man. On the other side, really nice man. He loved you like crazy. And you were the love of his life, he keeps saying. Your mom is very apologetic to you, too. She's coming through, too. She's very apologetic to you. Do you think about her from time to time, too?
From time to time, yes.
Okay. And she just said she's sorry. We'll take that with a grain of salt. You're a very good mother. Do you know that?
Yes.
Right, because, you know, Mike watches over your kids like a hawk. I hope you know that, you know.
That's wonderful.
He just says, you know, I'm always watching over them. Are you worrying about money? Because he keeps it reassuring me you'll be okay.
Yeah, I think I always worry about money. Yeah.
Okay, why would Laura worry about money? Because Laura's an older soul. Older souls worry about money. You know why? Because they pay their bills and they don't mooch. Okay, so, you want to make sure you can pay your bills. And, you know, if I remember correctly, and I think that I do, you have a nephew who passed away too.
Yes, I do. Mm-hmm.
Okay, and, you know, he's misses you and he's saying he's sorry. Do you ever think about him too?
I do. Mm-hmm. I do. I don't talk to his mom and my brother too much, but I do think about him a lot.
He gets it why you don't talk to his father.
Yeah.
I get that, okay?
Mm-hmm.
But because they're pretty toxic people, okay? And,
yes, they are.
He's just telling you to stay away. My daughter just messaged me. Mary said, older souls worry about money because they want to pay their bills. And she just messaged me. I guess my soul was born yesterday, okay? Because she doesn't worry about money much. You know, I got that joke from her. She says, she's so funny, she's listening. But with Mike, he would really want you to have someone in your life. You know, it looks to me like there's a little depression in these cards. Do you realize you're a little sad and depressed?
I think over Mike, it's hard to get over him. Yeah.
Of course.
That's probably why. Yeah.
But he would want to bring you another soulmate. That's what he keeps saying. I would want to bring you another soulmate. Okay. And but you have to be ready for it, okay? And he won't do it. You were dating someone a little bit, weren't you?
Yeah, but I just ended that, yeah.
Yes, that's because that's what I saw. Do you realize he wasn't exactly who you thought he was?
Yes.
Okay, and is that why you're
not
kind of
very
feeling
good
like he was the prince that became the beast? Okay, you have no idea what you signed it on for with him. But is that why you don't think like you want anybody now?
Yeah, I'm thinking Mike was like the last good one. I don't know.
Well, you got a lot of life left in you, you know? I mean,
yeah.
I don't know if you want to be alone for the rest of your life. Mike's just like, it's not happening. Please let him bring you somebody else. He's glad you ended it with he's not a fan of the guy you just ended the relationship with. So, and so he promises, let me bring you somebody good. The next year looks peaceful for you. You know, nothing bad on the horizon. Your dad is popping through to say hello too. Boy, you got a lot of busy natives up there. They're like very talkative
for
you today. Sometimes it's not so active, it is. But this is you're supposed to have love, peace, joy. Money will be okay.
Right.
The kids look okay. I mean, I'm glad you ended that relationship because it looks like it was going to get really toxic if you stayed with it much longer. So I think you ended it exactly at the right time. I'm not seeing it's totally over. He may still want to contact you. You know, I'm not sure what you want to do about that, but if he contacts you, you're just going to put an end to it? And just tell him not to contact you?
I still owe him for the car, so, but other than that, I don't want to have anything to do with him, yeah.
Okay. Well, you'll pay off the car, and that'll be it, okay? But it's good news here. There's nothing bad in your car. You actually have a very good year opening up, so I want you to relax.
Do you think I'm going to be moving this year from where I am? Like, not in another state, but just another place.
You're living in an apartment now, right?
Yes.
Okay, let's see about the move here.
Even if I'm going to another, but I just like more quiet. Yeah.
Right, I do see a move here. So it's a nice move. It's not too far away. Keep your eyes open. Okay, because there's a really nice place showing up here for you to move. Mike said he's going to help you find it. So he'll help in any way he can. And I hope you sense that he's around you a lot.
I do. I really do.
I mean, because he's, have you been hearing his songs that he gives messages for? Because he keeps saying he gives mostly through music. So I hope you get the signs from the music.
Yes. Yes.
I mean, even sometimes when you're driving or you're in a car, do you sense him in the car? Because he likes to be in the car when you're driving.
You know, that's so strange because that's where I talk to him most when I'm driving in the car.
Okay,
yeah.
So and isn't it funny how you must sense he's there if you're really communicating there. You know, he's there.
Yeah.
So talk to him in the car. And he can give you signs through the music to the questions you ask him. Sometimes there'll be a license plate with a number or initials or something. They'll tend to give you answers. So talk to him a lot in the car. He loves that. Okay. And
okay.
Anybody who's lost someone, they're allowed down on Earth about 100 hours a month. They do like to be in the car. They like to just look at what's happening, the weather, the changes, the music. So, you know, I find that fascinating that they love to be in the car. Well, do us a favor and call in again. He's going to try to bring you a soulmate. He won't do it unless you give him the okay. You know, he's trying to be respectful of your needs and what you want. So, you know, just give him an okay, that you'll be okay with it.
Okay. Also, the job I have, are they going to make me full-time or no?
It looks like you do full-time work for part-time money here. You work really hard. You know that.
Yes, I do work hard at this job, yes.
And pretty much they feel like they got a pretty good deal with you, paying you part-time salary while you work so hard. Are you looking for another job? Because a new job is showing up here, too.
Okay, I kind of look online. I haven't actually done it yet, but I haven't actually sent out any resumes because I have this job. I'm there a year, but I don't know what's going to be there. I don't know.
Well, just keep looking because I do see you working full time.
Okay.
Have you asked this place if they're going to hire you full time?
Well, they hired somebody full time that somebody else knew, even though I was there a long time. They didn't ask me for the full time.
Well, that's
so now
what
they give me
I'm trying to tell you. They're not going to give it to you because they got you doing as much work as most people do full time, paying you part time. That's
right.
Why they didn't give you offer to. Now, isn't that sad? I mean, Nicole can relate to that. How, isn't it sad that, you know, you don't get rewarded for working hard?
Right.
You know, and that's supposed to be like what's called a waking dream to you. See the writing on the wall. Why would, you know, and you didn't even say anything. Like, why would you have hired someone full time without asking me first? Like,
right.
And they know you won't ask it because older souls never ask questions like that. They're too nice. But look at it, the writing on the wall, that they just want you to do what you're doing and with the amount of pay they're paying you. So that's why you've really got
it. I wanted to ask you, I've been seeing 1111 a lot for probably over a year now. 1111, every time I look at the clock or I wake up or on the
I think a lot of people
or...
have been seeing 1111. 1111 is
okay.
A sign of angels and divine timing.
Okay.
That you're in divine timing right now, okay? Everything is divinely timed. But promise me you'll try to look for a full-time job because I don't see them giving you full-time here.
Okay. I will. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, call in again. We're going to try to take another listener. Thank you for calling in.
Thank you. Thank
Good
you,
luck
Cindy.
To you.
Thank you.
Bye.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye.
All right. So you have someone in Brooklyn. Okay.
Yes, I do, Cindy. And now we've got somebody named Pat in Brooklyn. Pat called us a while ago. So it's been a while. And Pat just wants to know about her love life, you know, she wants to know if it's going to improve. And she also wants to know if there's anybody from, you know, that has passed on coming through tonight. So here we are. Let's go and get reacquainted with Pat in Brooklyn. Hello, Pat. You're on the air.
Hi. How are you guys doing? Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you, Pat. It's always good. People seem to want to call in around the New Year. They feel like it's a good time to get a reading. Let's get a feel on things. Now, you said you want your love life to improve. Is there a love life here?
Good question, right?
Right.
Not really. You know, I'm divorced. I mean, everybody today is doing online dating, and I'm kind of like, I have my reservations about doing that. I'd just like to know, like, you know, if I could actually meet somebody. Divorce was kind of rough. And
more organically, you know, going about your life. You haven't always picked the best people in your life, okay? And, this time around, you know, if you went online dating, I would advise you to go with a very discerning eye because there's a lot of not great guys on there.
Oh, yeah.
But I'm not seeing you're going to meet him online. There's actually a nice man showing up here. But you do have to get yourself out there. Do you do anything to meet anybody?
Well, I have friends. I do go, like, to social functions, things like that. But, I mean...
Do you talk to people besides your friends when you go to the functions?
Yeah, I mingle with people, yes. But, I mean, you know, how do you do this? Like, is it bars now? I mean,
no.
I don't know. I mean, the marriage wasn't too good. It was as if I met him through somebody. So, like, now I have reservations by meeting people through people. You know what I mean?
Yeah, well, we'll talk about meeting people through people. Because sometimes a person might be a very nice friend. Okay, they're really nice friend out. But what people are as friends and what they are as lovers are two different animals. So sometimes people, but at least if you meet it through a friend, he's not an axe murderer, usually. At least you know that much. You know what I mean? He might not be loyal and trustworthy, but he isn't going to probably chop you up and put you in a box, okay?
Right.
So that's one thing. But it's what I see here is, you know, more the way that I would advise you is to go to places that you might be interested in. Sign up for a class somewhere, whether it's a yoga class or some spiritual class. You're going to probably meet women, but through those women, you can maybe meet a guy. It's also just being open and receptive wherever you go to meeting people. I don't see that, you know, I do see you're going to meet somebody, okay? And, you know, he's hardworking. It looks like he's a very good man. The fact that you want love is half the battle. Like you heard Laura before, she doesn't know if she wants love. It's kind of hard if the universe, if you tell people, I don't know if I want it, it's hard to bring it. If you tell the universe you want love, they're usually pretty good about bringing it. So do try to get out there a little bit. Is your divorce through now? It's final?
Yes, yeah. Yes, it's quite a few years. I mean, you know, just that it just left me very hurt and charged, that type of, and very cautious, you know.
Right, and, but have you been divorced more than 5 years now?
Correct.
Okay, at this point now, you've had 5 years being on your own, standing on your own 2 feet without a man. You know you could do it. You don't need a man, but it would be nice to have one. And
yes.
that's when the prince comes, when we can stand on our own 2 feet without a man. So open your heart to, you know, meeting someone and being receptive to that. And have you written down what your ideal soulmate would be like?
No.
Write it down so, you know what's a deal breaker and what's not, but put it in positive terms. You want to sober, strong, hardworking. And, you know, we have to be the traits that we look for in a person. We can't ask for a sober person if we're a drunk. I mean, that's stupid. So whatever you are, ask for those traits. And if there's something you can improve on, do it. But it does look like you're due for a soulmate whose father has passed away. You have a father figure just walked in the room.
My father.
Yeah, he's just walked in the room.
Oh,
he
how
just
is
walked
he?
In. You know, he's good. He just went, hi. Hi, you just walked in. Remember you said, when you asked, is anybody from the past, you know, that's passed on, your father just walked in the room now. He's a little sentimental because we just passed the holidays. You know, he would have wanted to be here for the holidays.
Sure.
Do you miss him? Because he misses you.
Well, see, this is what I just give you some background. Of course I do. After that divorce, I had two parents that were elderly and sick for many years, especially my father. So, like, I had nothing on my mind as far as meeting or dating at that point after that divorce because I had parents to take care of. I put their needs, I guess, in front of mine. Now, they're out of the picture. And
why do you think they're coming through to tell you now it's time for you to find love? Soulmate
exactly.
Love comes from God and someone who died. You were very good to both your parents and your mom.
Oh, yeah.
You never made her feel like a burden. Okay,
mm-hmm.
Never. Okay, even though she said she could be, but she said you didn't make her feel that way. And they are the ones who have picked a soulmate for you. You know, they both feel bad that your life had to be put on hold to take care of them. Your father was never a fan of your husband.
Really?
Okay. Right, he said, I should have told you that. I just thought
you
were happy.
He had strokes and he couldn't express himself. So.
Right, but he said, I was never a fan of his. I'm sorry, I didn't let you know that. And but now he's glad that you're not with him. They promised to bring you a really nice soulmate. So, you know, ask them, guide him to me. You know, your mom's crying. She misses you a lot.
I know she does, because we were like we got along very well. And we were like girlfriends. You know what I mean? When she was well and when she wasn't.
Well, she said you were a very good daughter. You took very good care of her. And, you know, do you remember your mother's mother, your grandmother?
Oh, definitely. I was close to her.
She said, anybody want to say hello to me? So I'm like, I think we want to say hello to you if you
definitely.
Want to say hello to us. They missed you, too. Do you know who Mary or Marie was? It's an M-A-R name.
Somebody who was deceased?
Yes.
Yeah, my mother had an aunt. Her name was Mary.
Do you remember her? Because she's standing right behind your grandmother and your mother. I mean,
sure.
You got a lot of dead people. Okay.
Yes.
She's your grandmother's sister, right?
Correct.
Okay,
I remember her. She died. I was about 7-8 years old. My mother helped take care of her.
Right, because what Mary said is, your mother took care of me and you took care of your mother. And that's
correct.
The way the world should be. And so don't think that Mary ever forgot your mother taking care of her. So when your mother was dying, Mary was around a lot trying to give you strength, because she knows how hard it was to be the caretaker. And they're all promising love for you. You've got such a good heart. You're not the same person you used to be. Trust your judgment. I want to just, you know, for any of our listeners, I want you to listen to what I'm asking Pat. Pat, when you met your ex-husband, were there red flags that you ignored?
No.
Things about him, you don't feel you ignored any of them?
No, no.
Okay, did he show you a side of, you know, that seemed really great the whole time when you first met him?
Yes.
Okay, and you didn't get any feeling in your gut that he wasn't quite what he's pretending to be?
No, no.
Okay, you got to work. It's funny because our gut doesn't work when we love people or like people. That's where we're really off. Our radar is good with strangers. We can always tell a rapist when we're walking down an alleyway. But if we meet him in a bar and he schmoozes us over, the radar goes down. So
sure.
I want you to kind of, you know, when you get involved with people, just keep your, you know, your radar up. And if something doesn't seem quite kosher, you know, find out if they're lying or not. Okay. But you're a little afraid because you don't trust your judgment.
Exactly, and I don't trust people, you know, because he wasn't what he appeared to be. That's what happened with me with him.
Right. Well, your father saw that from the beginning, but, of course, he wasn't able to be cognizant and tell you.
Exactly.
And, not one bit. So if you need any help from the other side, you can ask any of those people. They're all there, and you will have love. This is a very good year showing up for you. So get yourself out there. Don't get totally jaded. It's a fine line between we're Pollyanna and we think everybody's good and we're jaded. You know, there are genuinely good people, and that's who your parents will bring for you. And you need that. You had to rest a little bit. You've been through a lot. The last few years have been hard. You've been resting and gathering up your strength. But now you're ready. You're ready for love. Don't you feel a little bit ready for it at this point?
Yes. Well, you know, then there was a whole problem after my mother died with the house. I think that's what I called and I spoke to you guys about in the past. So that had to be rectified, and problems with my siblings, and then I had to move. And then I had to move out of where I was living then. And it has been, you're correct, a restful period to get through all that. But now I feel strong and I feel like I want this. And as far as Mary goes, I was a little girl. My mother used to walk, she didn't drive, to visit my aunt and take care of her and do food shopping for her. And I'm the same way with people. I help people. I got to do things for people. And I think as Mary remembers me being dragged there, as not dragged, but I mean, you know, as a child with mom going to visit her and everything. You know,
right.
I was there when my mother died. I was petrified. I was there all by myself.
But
it was rough.
But, you know, her mother was in the room. Mary was in the room.
Yes.
You know, your father. Everybody was there. The dead were there. And they got your mother to cross over very quickly. So, and she wasn't afraid when she saw them. Mary was the first one who came for your mother. and she just wanted to thank her for everything that she did. So, you know, you have a lot of good karma surrounding you. But what I see in your cards is the worst is behind you. The best is yet to come. So let that be.
No info about this man.
Well, first of all, he's just a really good, hardworking, nice man. Get yourself out there. You know, don't be afraid. So, you know, let your heart open to love.
Right.
The thing about it is you don't want to be alone. You have too much love to give.
That's what
you really do.
You know, I come home and I live by myself. I'm in an apartment by myself. You know, whereas Mom died, she was 93. I came home from work. I spoke to Mom about work. You know, I'm used to somebody with me. You know what I mean?
Remember, I told you, that generation lived to 93. I don't know how they did it. They were, you know, they just
Well, my father was 88 and she was 93.
Yeah, isn't it amazing how long they lived? And,
exactly.
You know, I mean, they certainly weren't upset about health or doing everything. You know,
Botox.
They just seemed to live. They donuts, they ate donuts. You know what I mean? You know?
Exactly. Amazing.
And also, I remember the people that they told me they lived to 94. She was eating donuts and smoking cigarettes and drinking.
Drinking wine.
Drinking wine every day.
My grandma drank a glass of wine.
Yep. Cause every day, right?
So did my father, yeah.
Wow.
So, I mean, my grandmother was 91. I mean, I don't know if I'm going to live that long, but I don't know if I'd really want to. But anyway, just one other thing briefly. I keep on finding coins in church. I go to Mass every Sunday.
Wow. And
what is that a sign? What is that? Because I find them on the streets. I find pennies, nickels, dimes.
Right. You got that's coming from your parents, your grandparents. The pennies were the pennies from heaven. Sometimes look at the dates. When I found two pennies right after my brother died, when I went for a walk, one had 1986 on it, one had 2016, and I found them within a minute of walking, and they were like 10 feet away from each other, and the 1986 was the year he found out he was going to be a father, and 2016 was the year he found out he was going to be a grandfather, and those were the happiest moments in his life. So look at the dates. Sometimes the dates are significant. A dime is your way of your mom gives the dime. She said it's her telling you she's only a phone call away. If you got something to say, just talk to her. You know, so remember when you used to have a dime to make a phone call?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, that's why it's a dime. The pennies are from the 1940 song, Pennies from Heaven. And, you know, pay attention. They're just leaving you coins to let you know they're around.
But in any denomination, even quarters, and I thought it was odd that I found it in church most recently.
Well, it's because they're just leaving you little money around. I used to always make the joke they got to stop giving a dime for a phone call because it would be at least three quarters if you could ever find a phone booth. And the day my dad died, I had to go to the bank for my mother, and I walked out of the bank. There were three quarters on the ground. So I knew he knew my joke. You got to give me at least three quarters. I'm not going to be able to call anything. So pay attention because the dead are very funny. They have very good senses of humor.
Really?
Oh, yeah, they're funny. They always want you to laugh. So they're not scary. They're funny. And the dimes in the chicanes are just a way of being, you know, it's a little treat, giving you a little treat. Yeah, I'm just laughing because your mom says, I'm glad you're getting my coins.
Yeah.
And, you know, she's very nice, by the way, your mother. Very nice.
Yeah, everybody said that about her. Now, I don't think they were happy the way my siblings treated me.
Are you kidding me? You know that. Yeah, I mean, you're not kidding. Your mother's like, nope. You did all the everything to help, and they were very greedy. Okay.
Correct.
Very greedy. And your mother doesn't care that you're not really speaking to them much.
Oh, I do, but it's like a very polite, different type of relationship now, you know?
She said, watch your back with them, by the way.
Really? Really?
It's all about them. It's all about them. Okay.
That's about my brother and my sister?
Yeah. She just said it's all about them. So, she's disappointed in them. Very disappointed in them.
Yeah, I was thinking that she would be.
It's because it was all about the money for them. It's all they cared about. So you don't think your mother didn't see that and your father didn't see that? you know, they saw it. They're not happy about it, but they see it.
Well, then she got sick with cancer, my sister, right before my mother died.
Been
putting up a big front, if you know what I mean, going through, you know, the treatments and stuff. And now his health has issues, too. So, and I, out of the three of us, I get up and I go to work. I go to the gym.
You see,
karma.
You know, sometimes good people are at least rewarded with, you know, good health, okay? So you've got that good health going on there. So your mom just says don't get over-involved with helping them because they wouldn't help you, okay? So, you know, do what you want to do, but don't sacrifice your life for them because they certainly wouldn't do it for you. Do you realize that? Neither one of them would do it for you.
Oh, that's really nice, huh?
So that's why your mother says we got to bring you a soulmate, someone who will
that's
be there for
mean.
You.
Exactly.
Someone who will be there for you, okay?
Exactly.
Well, keep us posted. I'm glad I got to speak to your parents. They're very nice people. They thanked me three times. They're very polite. And, you know, they're very polite. Thank you. They keep saying thank you. So,
especially my mother, I'm sure. Yes.
Almost.
Yes.
She's very sweet. She's very sweet. Really, she's very sweet.
So
keep us posted, and don't you can call in again, okay? We want to try to get another caller. So
okay,
we can get
is this
going to
be marriage or just, well, you know.
No, this looks like the real deal here. Okay?
Really? I'll let
you
know.
This looks like the real deal, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, first of all, your mother says, of course it's going to be marriage.
Well, I don't think she'd approve of living together, you know. That's fine.
She said, of course we... You know, you're going to ask your mother about that. Of course it's going to be marriage. You know,
well, you know that old generation, they didn't shack up on, you know, these young
right.
kids today,
well,
right?
And she doesn't believe in it from the other side either, okay?
No.
She's like, I'm not bringing you somebody that you're going to shack up with.
That's cute.
So,
that's cute.
I'm laughing with her because she has a good sense of humor.
Yeah,
so,
I know she does.
Keep us posted and let us know what happens.
Thank you so much. I really
You're
appreciate
welcome.
It.
You're welcome.
Good
luck to you in Brooklyn.
Thank
Bye.
You. Thank you. Good night. Bye-bye.
Good night. Hey, Nicole, do we have someone else you've screened up? We have so many callers today. The list is so
I know. It's like crazy. I keep losing track of people. I lost somebody twice. But next we have Anne-Marie, and Anne-Marie is calling us from Long Island. I hope I don't screw this up, Cindy. She wants to know if you have an update on that girl, and you'll know what that means. Or an update on that woman, and you'll know what that means.
An update on that woman. Okay, I'm not sure
yep.
I know what it means. Put Anne-Marie on.
You might know what it means. Anne-Marie seems to think that you'll know, so we're going to put Anne-Marie on, and she's going to elaborate. Hello, Anne-Marie. You're on the air.
Hello, Cindy. How are you? It's Anne-Marie.
Hi, Anne-Marie. So you're asking me for an update on that woman?
Yes.
Okay.
That was involved with my father. You'll know me by Irish soda bread.
Oh, my darling, you gave me the buzzword. Okay, now I know which Anne-Marie it is. Okay, you had to say soda bread, not that woman. Who wants to remember that woman? I want to remember the Irish soda bread. Okay, Anne-Marie makes the best Irish soda bread. Anne-Marie also has the best sense of humor because she says things like when people, her children ask her questions, she tells them, Google that shit. Okay, so this is my Anne-Marie, who's so funny. And first of all, your dad is pretty apologetic right now to you. Okay, have you been getting signs from him? You know, he's sorry because he should have taken care of things a little bit better.
Mm-hmm.
You know, have you heard from her about the money at all?
No.
Because she is not the one that's going to, like, come forward about things. You know that.
No, what's gone is gone forever.
Yeah, that's what, you know, your mother's upset. You can imagine how upset your mother is about that. Okay?
Oh, God, yeah. Are they talking yet?
Nope. And until all the money situation, everything got righted, she wasn't going to talk to him. And I'm not so sure anything can be made right at this point. She's, you know, upset, very upset. and you know that money is not if your mother's not happy about that, okay, about the house and everything that went down.
Yeah.
So
Is she still on the planet?
It looks like she's still alive. You can't kill evil. That one doesn't look like she wants to die too easily.
Not at all.
Right. I'm telling you, this woman is not good. You know, your dad keeps saying he's sorry. And you know, you could take that with a grain of salt. Do you feel your mom near you? Because she came down Christmas. She was there on Christmas.
Oh, yeah, we do.
I mean, she was around. And
Often.
Right. And she's really upset still about the inheritance because she want, you know, some of that was her money and should have been given where it should have gone. When she dies, are you going to try to get some of the money?
Just to, I don't know. I should, but I don't know if it's worth
it. Oh, I'm looking like, according to your mother, it probably will cost you more money than you're going to make at this point.
Yeah.
She's saying the serenity prayer. She said, Anne Marie, accept what you can't change at this point. She's upset about it. There's no doubt about it. She is not happy at all. But she doesn't want it making you sick.
No, I've let a lot of it go.
What else can you do at this point?
Nothing.
You know, nothing. And what is there? There's a lesson for, you know, we have a lot of listeners. The lesson is, you know, if you remarry or you are involved with someone else, make sure your children's inheritances are protected. That's, you know, it's your job to make sure that happens. And, you know, if your mother had died second, you know, everything would have been protected. You know that.
Oh, absolutely.
She would have never let
this
happen. She's asking about Gina. I haven't heard from your niece Gina if she got married. Is she pregnant yet?
Not that I'm aware of, but there is another child coming from the.
Your mom from who?
From Joey.
Oh, good.
Her brother, Gina's brother.
All right, good. Because she's talking about babies. She likes the babies coming. So that's important to her. And she's saying, did you learn a lot about the world from this experience?
Yes.
Uh-huh. Did you learn not everybody's good, not everybody's to be trusted?
Yes.
Okay, and
everybody should learn that lesson.
Mm-hmm. And your mother misses your kids a lot. You know, she misses them. Do they miss her still?
Yes. My son, my daughter, she's
didn't
real
know
young.
Right. But, you know, she says they're good kids. You know, she keeps saying, count your blessings. You got your good kids. She's trying to be positive and upbeat, but she does not talk with your dad. Okay? I mean, she hasn't forgiven him for not protecting all of, you know, the children and their inheritance. So she, you know, she keeps saying that. Didn't make her happy. Didn't make her happy.
I don't think that she would ever forgive easily on that one. And I think that's why it took him so long to pass. Because he was afraid.
Oh, he was afraid to meet her.
Yep.
He was afraid to meet her. She gave him a piece of her mind, and after that, she does see him. She doesn't see him in her leisure time. I'll explain the afterlife. There's a 12-hour workday and a 12 hours of leisure. During her leisure, she'll come down to Earth to visit you and her other children, her grandkids. She'll visit people up there on her leisure, but she never visits with him. During the workday, sometimes she has to see him because he is your father, and he does have some say when he watches over you or your children. Not that anybody listens to him, but she says, I do have to see him in those work situations.
Gotcha.
But she doesn't. She stays on the other side away from him, and she doesn't have any, like, if she has something to say, if she doesn't like what he's saying, it's delivered, the message delivered to him from another being. Like, she doesn't directly communicate to him. And,
gotcha.
You know, you can imagine, she's kind of stubborn there. There's that stubborn side there with your mom.
Yes.
But, you know, she has not forgiven him on that at all. And it's kind of sad when you hear that, don't you think? That she, you know, that he could have had a relationship with her on the other side.
Yeah.
But he chose to you know, listen to lower parts of himself and not do what was right for his family. And, you know, your mother is pretty tough on the other side. Was she like that on Earth?
She was firm. She would do anything for anybody. But once you crossed her, you were doomed.
Right, and that's what I'm saying.
She would feed anybody, clothe any, house anybody, deal with anybody if you had cocktails, whatever, not, you know. But you just don't be mean. Like, that was her. You cannot be mean. That was her.
Okay, and that is why what your father did was mean, and, you know, she's just said, nope, I will have nothing to do with him. So keep that in mind, people. You know, you don't get visitors if you're not nice on Earth. Nobody wants to come visit you. So we want to have a lot of visitors when we die. And your mother just says, nope. She's karmically free of your father. In other words, she doesn't want to meet him again another lifetime or whatever. So,
yep.
You know, we'll accept that. I'm so glad you called in. I think about you often because I think about the most delicious soda bread in the entire world made at Anne Marie's house.
And I want you to know I have no idea why I got on the phone tonight.
Really?
I mean, I was just like, why am I listening to this? It's weird.
I love you dearly. I didn't mean to insult you, but.
Right. And then you call in and you get to talk to your mom. And when Anne Marie comes for a reading, she brought soda bread. Like, we all remember when Anne Marie comes for readings because we get soda bread. So, so if you want to be a memorable client, bring soda bread, okay?
Too funny.
So my husband laughs because he goes, everybody comes bearing gifts. I still have, you know, plants that people have brought me, including Karen, who brought me a cactus plant that sells flowers. You know, people just come bearing gifts, so I love it. So thank you so much for calling and keep me posted.
Yes, thank you.
Your mom wants Gina pregnant, so we'll just deliver that message to Gina, please.
All right, I'm on it.
Okay.
All right. You be well. Happy New Year, everyone.
Happy New Year. Bye.
And I'll see you. Thank you. Bye.
Bye. Okay, so I didn't remember that woman, but the soda bread, uh-huh. Okay.
Sometimes you just need a buzzword. You talk to a lot of people,
yeah.
So you need the buzzword.
Well, first of all, I have at least 200 Anne Marie clients, okay, with the name Anne.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's like saying, hi, my name is Joe Smith.
I have 100 of those, too. So,
do you remember me?
I'm like, sorry. And most of the people only give me a first name. And so
that's
I funny. Have 100 Lynns. I don't know their last names. I don't know anything. So, you know, it gets crazy. So if you just give me a name, sometimes they have to give me a buzzword. And I'll always remember from there. Well, we do have Karen. And I did mention just her cactus flower that she brought me. So maybe we should put her through. And I have to make sure that by like the dot of 8, I am off the air because I have some phone readings to do. And unfortunately, they're booked very close to, you know, together. So I told the person originally 8:15, and then they said they had to be to work. So then it's like, ugh, so I have to do it 8 o'clock. So we're going to talk to Karen because I know she'll let us get off when we need to. So let's hear what Karen has to say. She's the 718 number.
Oh, I know which one Karen is. Karen's my chick. Hello, Karen. You are on the air.
Happy New Year, girls. How are you?
Happy
Hello,
New Year.
Hello, Karen. How are you?
Good. Everything's good. I just figured if you had a couple extra minutes, I would call in.
Good.
I know I have a – well, everything's good. My dad's birthday just passed, and then my birthday's coming up. So, you know, I like to say hello in January.
Aw, I know. And, you know, your dad always is happy when you call into the show. You know that.
Yeah.
Always happy. And How is it that that cactus plant still has flowers?
It's supposed to. It's supposed to always have a flower and then die and then start again. They're very good with flowers.
No, but they haven't died.
Well,
I don't know. It has the same flowers. It has the same flowers. Is that not weird?
No, it's beautiful. It's supposed to. You have a good green stem over there.
Wow. I mean, it's just got those same flowers on it, the cactus that you brought with when you came.
See?
But let's talk about your dad for a minute. Your dad is the one that's supposed to bring you a soulmate, and I don't know what's holding it up. You know, have you been doing anything to find anybody lately?
Yeah, I've been going out a lot. I've been hanging out, you know, trying to be definitely open, trying to talk to people. So I've definitely been a little bit more open.
You're doing what you need to do. He's also saying, as he always says, watch your back with your ex.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. I mean, I wasn't expecting to hear that from him tonight. And I was and then he showed me the devil card and he went, yep, watch your back. Are you watching your back with your ex-husband?
Yeah, I just saw him over the holidays. So I went down to where he lives. I dropped my son off. And then I went to his daughter's house a couple of hours away. So we went dress shopping and everything. So I'm still close with his daughter. My son is close with his sister. So I did see him. I thought we got along well. I mean, you know, I did a friend role for my son.
Right. He just said, though, keep it the way it is, but don't think the leopard has changed its spots.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah, as long as it's not worse.
No, I mean, he just says you're doing good. You're yesing him to death and stuff like that. And
right. And
being nice to him. But just, you know, don't think he's changed for the better.
Yeah, I don't believe anything he says. He lies completely.
Well, that's what your dad said. He said he's a pathological liar. He can't help it. It's his nature. And, you know, don't think you're going to change his nature. But, you know, your dad is a little sad because, again, we've got Christmas, we've got New Year's, we've got his birthday, your birthday. He wishes he was still here on Earth.
I know.
He really does.
Me too.
He says your job is good. Is he right? He says you're doing good at your job.
Yeah, everything's good. I'm coming home earlier. I'm not working as much. I'm relaxing more. Taking care of me
first. You sound much calmer than usual. Like good. Like good calm. You know? It's probably because you just finished your Christmas vacation, huh?
Yes.
And you love that.
I had a good time. You know, I'm helping his daughter a little bit with the wedding advice and stuff, and I gave her a little money for a deposit. I just want to hope I'm on the right track with that. I think it's good for my son.
Right. And he, you know, it's good to keep peace. But, he's just concerned that you don't fall for, you know, any of your ex's bullshit.
Yeah, no. I'm glad he lives far away.
He says he's being on his best behavior. That's good. As long as he's on good behavior. But don't think he's changed.
Oh, yeah.
So kind of cracking me up the way his father's always like, give me the heads up with him.
Yeah,
he hasn't changed.
And I don't want to get back with him. And I spent time with him as friends. And I was happy to be his friend for Michael. Be a good example. And that's it. I wanted nothing. I have no feelings towards him anymore.
Good. Well, that's what your father wants to make sure of, because don't fall for him or think he's changed, okay?
Right.
Okay, because this is what your dad's just saying. Just, you know, he's very protective of you, you know, very protective.
Yeah. Well, I went back with him more than enough, so I can understand why. But this time, you know, since I met you, now I know that there's more than one soulmate out there that I deserve better.
Right, and you do. And that's why your father said we're going to bring him and keep us informed. And I'm so glad I got to read you. We're just about at the end of our show, and thanks for calling
thank
in and
you.
Calling us again, please.
I will. I'll talk to you guys soon. Bye, guys.
Bye. Okay, Nicole, we're going to close up our show for tonight. We'll all speak next week. And
alrighty then, Cindy.
We had some interesting calls tonight.
Oh, yes, we did.
Well, good night, and we'll all speak next week. Have a great week, everybody.
Good night, Cindy.